Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Milicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Welcome to Om Times Radio. I'm laughing because it's been a while since I've heard that intro music. I used to do these radio shows a little bit more often, and it's been a while. And the amazing person that I'm on this radio show with today asked me the question, do you want to record another radio show soon and who with? And I said, let's do it together. So, hello, Miss Leandra.
Hello, Sarah. how much fun can we have today? I was honored by your invitation to this show. I love it. Thank you.
Awesome. And I love recording, like making stuff like this. And it's so funny because I was like, well, do you want to do one together? And you were like, hell yes, basically. And then we're like, well, what are we going to call it? And I was like, probably doing, 20 things at once, as I usually am. And I was like, what about if we call it Creation on the Fly?
Yeah.
And do you like that title?
I do. I think it does fit well for what we do.
Exactly. And then it was funny. I laughed even more because then I'm like, okay, when are we going to do it? And you're like, what about this time? And I was like, that's fine. And then I checked my calendar and I'm like, actually, no, that won't work. Can we do an hour later? And you were like, yeah, that's fine. And I'm like, okay, it's in the calendar. And then you're like, well, after all, it is the radio show is called Creation on the Fly. So what if we just see, what unfolds before the scheduled time, and we can always change it again too. So I just thought that was hilarious because it really was, case in point of everything that we were talking about and creating with this radio show. So maybe like we could start with just talking a little bit about how we came across the specialty of Access called Joy of Business. So we're both Joy of Business facilitators, and yeah, maybe if you want to start, Leandra, and just talk a bit about, I don't know, how you found this stuff and what's been your little journey in the Joy of Business world so far.
Yeah. So I got to know Joy of Business when I first started with Access Consciousness, when I did my first bars class. And then I kind of started to follow, what was there to do with Access. And then I found Joy of Business and I loved the name, how can you have joy in business? And I started following, the page on Facebook. And one day, maybe September 2018, I seen a call. Rebecca House posted that she was, Joy of Business was looking for interns. So I thought, oh, well, I'll apply and see what happens. And, of course, universe has your back. I was invited to be one of the interns at the time. And I was intern for 3 months and, learned a lot. And you were there. You were part of the team at the time, weren't you, Sarah? And did a lot of trainings. And at the end of the 3 months, I was invited then to join Joy of Business team. And since then, I am part of it. And I love it.
That's so cool. That's awesome. And it's so funny because we sort of, in some ways, have similar. Like it was very similar for me as well. When I first met Simone, probably about 10 years ago, when I first sort of dipped my toe in the world of Access Consciousness, I did my first Bars class and actually went right through and did Choice of Possibilities, which was level 2 and 3 back in the day, and went and did a 7-day in Costa Rica all in like 1 year. And then it was almost like I overdosed on Access or whatever and just started choosing. I was like, nah, I've had enough of this, and I've found everything that I'm looking for. So I kind of went off
give me now
the world of unconsciousness. Yeah, too much. And yeah, it sort of did my own thing for a little while, and then maybe 4 or 5 years ago now, same thing, a Facebook ad popped up for Rebecca Hulse and Lauren Marie, who were looking for interns to their business. And I was like, yeah, I'd been asking a lot of questions, and that totally matched the energy of what I'd been asking and demanding to change. And I'd, you know, not long before that started to really, because it's so funny about consciousness, really. I mean, access consciousness is one amazing set of tools. It's a huge toolbox full of, it's full of tools. It's full of amazing processes, classes, books, all this stuff that really contributes to, to anything, really. But consciousness as a whole, obviously, is bigger than access. Well, I mean, access is consciousness and consciousness is access, but it's this whole thing as well of, I started really demanding to have some different things showing up in my life. And when I looked at it, taking more access classes was really the total match of what I was looking to have in my life again. So I'd started doing classes again, and then I started looking at, okay, so what other parts of my life do I really want to change here? And for me, my business and my career was definitely something that I knew there was a whole universe more of possibilities available than what I'd been choosing. And yeah, so did that amazing thing and started asking questions. And then the same thing, Lauren and Rebecca's ad popped up on Facebook, and it was just like, it might as well have been like nothing else was on the page. It was like this thing just jumped into my face.
I know.
And I was like, whoa, okay.
And I had the same thing.
So that's
like,
obviously
yes.
A match. It's so funny how things like that work too. So anyway, long story short, I did the same thing. I applied for the internship and got it, and then actually got an internship with Simone and the Joy of Business gaggle, as we call it, maybe 3 or 4 months later. And then from there just kept going. And it was amazing. And really, like, it feels like it was only yesterday, and it feels like 6 lifetimes ago that I started, you know, working for access and being willing to demand more in my world and have more of these tools really as part of my day every day. And in like that 4 or 5 years, like, to summarize, since I really stepped up and started choosing, not that it was just one choice and now I don't choose, it's like every day I'm choosing. But when I did make those different choices, you know, fast forward to now, 4 or 5 years later, and, you know, amongst many, many other things, I'm one of the worldwide coordinators for live translation for Access Consciousness, the companies across the 3 companies. So, like, I love thinking of myself as, like, you know, if there was a poster child for the tools of Joy of Business working, it's like I just see myself as someone that's really got so much gratitude for these tools, because every fucking day they change my life so much. And every time I'm like, okay, I'm at this new level of epicness in my life, I'm like, hang on, all I've got to do is look at this, look at parts that I want to keep adding more, and use the tools and just keep going. It's so amazing. So
yeah
I'm truly grateful for everything.
It's amazing. And how does it apply? Like, because, you know, we kind of got the title Create on the Fly. How does it apply to, you know, how you lead your life and how you create on the fly, you know, and make all the things happen? Because, you know, as you said, you are, you know, a worldwide coordinator, and you're working many different projects. How do you do that? How do you, you know, expand on that?
Yeah. Well, it keeps changing and evolving as well. But really, like, some of the, I mean, there's a certain, as you do or attend access classes or read the books, like, if you guys out there have done a little bit of access or a lot of access or no access, it doesn't really matter. The stuff that you get to kind of play with right from the beginning is the stuff for me that keeps changing everything as long as I'm willing to use it. So there's a bunch of tools that you really find out quite early in the piece. So at a Basel foundation class, which is sort of like the first 2 classes that you do in access and where you start to learn some of this stuff. And really, honestly, it's applying those tools every day that creates this life that I'm creating. So mm-hmm. like coming from like a traditional business background in a way, like, I mean, you know, having said that, I never went to university or college, you know, mm-hmm. I basically just, I love working. I love contributing to things and seeing things grow. I love making money. I love like everything to do with like quote unquote working has always been like a big part of my life. I remember lying to get my first job because in Australia you have to be 14 and 9 months to join like the workforce as a junior employee. And I think I was probably like 13. And I lied to this employer and was like, yes, I'm this age. And so, yeah, I was working from when I was, and even before that, like I would work for my mom and all that sort of stuff. So going from that, like that background where like running other people's companies and businesses and working from like a real set of structures, the biggest thing I would say I really needed to look at and change was having a lot of structure and organization around business. Uh-huh. And it seems funny, but the more I've been willing to let go of that as a form of control, as in if I do A and B, the result will be C, or if I get this done, then I can move on to the next thing. Like all of these kind of structures that I always put around my day and around how I created in my career and in business, that was initially what I needed to get over and let go of and start instilling some of these tools and I would say some chaos in my day. And that's where things really started to break apart and change a lot, and where I really realized that I could accomplish and achieve way more in a day now than I could do in 1 or 2 weeks previously. Like really just, yeah. And it's really about the being willing to use the tools, the basic tools. So I'm not sure about you. I know like maybe some things as well with you might be a bit more fresh in your mind, because sometimes for me thinking back as well, it's like, oh my God, it feels like forever ago, but it's also like every day as well.
I know, and I have a very, very similar background as you. I haven't been to, you know, university or anything. And, you know, I left Brazil. I'm from Brazil, and I left in 99 to London. And I, at the time, I used to make myself wrong. I never been to university or so on. And, you know, just starting to learn different things. And I became a massage therapist and so on. And bringing all the experience I had with, you know, because also I was creating on the fly being a therapist back in London, because I used to be a mobile massage therapist going to, you know, amazing hotels and having all those clients. But bringing it back to having, you know, a system now in Access, in Joya Business, it's kind of a system in chaos, as you were talking about, you know, and making things happen from there. I think this is something that we really kind of, you know, if you apply the tools and you know that you can, it does work. It goes to the things and, you know, things start to follow in. But, oh, we are going to have our break now and we're coming back in a little while.
Yes, so stay tuned and we can talk more about creating on the fly right after this break. Yay. On Times Radio.
No one needs to have a money problem, especially you.
Yeah, did you hear that? You have an unlimited and mostly unaccessed capacity to create money and a financial reality that works for you. Simone Millicis has a brand new book. It's called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. And right now, when you go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com, if you pre-order the book, you'll get a free online course. What if you can create money in ways no one else can? Just go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com to get your copy today.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
So welcome back, everyone. You are with Sarah and Leandra, and we are on the amazing Om Times Radio for Access Radio Business. And before the break, we were talking a little bit about sort of how we came into our, our roles with Joy of Business, and then how we looked at becoming Joy of Business facilitators. And we talked a lot about access tools and, you know, this stuff called access consciousness and the tools that it's introduced to our lives. So I thought maybe we could now have a bit of a chat about some of the tools that we each use, you know, on a regular basis with our business. So, Leandra, do you have like a top tool? And I know that's always hard to like choose one, but maybe one or a couple of tools that you use, you know, every day that you've found has really contributed a lot to you and your business?
I do. It's the kind of very core, you know, basic one. It's what else is possible. That tool I use, you know, regularly. It's, you know, when I'm doing, when I'm in that project that I see that things are not, you know, moving, or, you know, a little bit stuck here and there, I go, what else is possible? And, you know, I keep asking the question, and then I kind of, you know, have a little bit more idea of where can I go to then make this happen and so on. I think that's a tool that I would say it kind of, you know, saves me a lot, you know, and I use quite a bit. Yeah. My business and, you know, the projects I am in, definitely. What about you, Sarah? What would you say are the tools you can use?
Well, yeah, I mean, there's so many, and that's why I'm like, well, but I think probably for me, I'm such a, like, well, maybe partly because I'm Australian, and in Australia we basically are up at the earliest time of the morning because we're a very like morning sort of, we're a morning people, I guess, in Australia, whereas I travel the world a lot now, and places like Europe, they're much more nocturnal people. They kind of sleep in a little later and they're more active at nighttime. But I don't know if it's my Australian blood and heritage, but for me, the mornings and starting my day has always been something that's been very sort of important to me, I guess. Like almost when I start my day, it sort of sets that pace and the energy for the rest of my day. So I remember, like, for a long time when I first, you know, came to Access and was working in all of these projects and, you know, facilitating and doing all of that stuff, I'd wake up in the morning and it's almost like, because, you know, you've been sleeping for a few hours, the world keeps going. It's like nothing stops while we sleep. And it's almost like as soon as I woke up, I would get this huge download of information about what had been happening in the world while I was sleeping, or, you know, the things from yesterday that I'd been doing and blah, 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 blah. So I'd wake up in the morning and just almost have this moment of like overwhelm straight away. And so I remember talking to Simone about it and sort of saying, like, you know, I wake up in the morning and really just sort of have this overwhelming sense of like what we were talking about before, when you've got a lot of stuff on the go. And I sort of spoke to her and was like, you know, how can I use this to my advantage, and what do you sort of do? And she's like, well, and she didn't necessarily do it in the morning, but I really loved laying in bed for a few minutes before I even really came to, like, really being in that state of like still quite relaxed from sleeping, and really like energetically expand out over the world, because I work on projects that are happening everywhere, like to really like allow myself to be as big energetically as I needed to be connected to all of the different projects I was working on, which sounds so not even like linear, but it would, oh my God, going from contracting into this space of like, holy shit, overwhelmed, like, oh my God, I've got so much happening, to doing pretty much the exact opposite and being like, okay, like really allowing my being to be as big as it is and connect with every part of the world. And just like, it's easy, like it happens instantly. The minute you ask for it to happen, it's not like this thing where you've got to, you know, meditate on it for 30 minutes. It's basically like ask and then let it show up. And then I'd really like connect with all of the parts of the world. Yeah.
No, I was going to just to add that by you saying that, it's already the energy is so much lighter, you know, by you saying what you apply, how you apply that. It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And even if you guys are listening, like have a play with it now. And you can do this at any time during the day. It definitely doesn't have to be first thing in the morning. The minute you feel yourself contract into that space of smallness, like if you get an email about something and you're like, holy shit, I missed a deadline, or I've got this thing due right now that I forgot about, or I thought I had more time, or anywhere where you go into that sort of any level of contractedness, just play with this and ask really for yourself to energetically expand out. And it helps with everything. It helps with, for me, with like pain in my body, or when I'm aware of other people being in like a weird funk, or like this sort of stuff with business where there's a lot happening, or if you're in a meeting as well, like, and you're in a room full of people that are like very much in their heads and functioning from that place of like thinking and talking from their heads rather than like being more space energetically, you can practice this as well, and it will help everyone in the room, like, and obviously you. So yeah, so I generally try and start my day like a little bit like that, like being the space energetically that I know will, you know, permeate throughout my day, I guess. And then I ask some questions. So I'm like, you know, what areas of my business require my attention today? And I don't, you know, it's not a cognitive thing of like, oh, this, this and this. I just ask the question and then let it go. And then generally after asking a few questions like this, like, what parts of my business, what does access require of me today? What does translation require of me today? What does Simona Brennan's business require? What does my business require? Then I get up and like make my coffee, you know, have a shower, all that sort of stuff. And then it's almost like because I've put that out there, those questions out there, stuff will start to, like we were talking about with the ad on Facebook, things almost like jump out at me. And it's like, oh, okay, so this is something that is a priority today that I need to deal with, rather than like in the past, it would always be based on what I hadn't got done yesterday, or what was due, or who was yelling at me the loudest to have something done for them. I'd always base my choice on those kinds of things. Whereas now it's more like this place of asking a question and looking really at what's required energetically more than anything else, which is so, so different and so easy.
So this last bit that you said was quite interesting. So for before you would then tap into what you didn't do it, and now you changed and you tap on what you can do it and what you can perceive. So can you tell us more about that? That was very interesting, this last bit of it.
Definitely. Yeah, and I mean that wasn't just with work, that was with everything. So like for instance, you know, with things around like my body, for instance, like I would use what I hadn't done or where, like, I guess in a way it's using judgment to create. So I would be like, so if we stick with business for a moment, like looking at, okay, I'm judging myself that I didn't get enough done yesterday, or I didn't finish this project that I was meant to finish. Or I would use that judgment of making myself wrong, of not being good enough and not doing enough, to motivate myself to do it. Like it was almost like it negated any space for there to be a choice or a question. It was like my go-to motivation, my place from functioning was always from this place of judging myself or of trying to fix things. And that was like, you know, in business, but also like things with my body as well. Like if I was, you know, at the gym the day before or something, like even a space where, oh, I need to go to the gym today because I want to change this with my body, or I need to not eat this type of food today because I need to create this change with my body, which again, like it's this place of creating change or choosing from judgment rather than it actually being a place of asking questions and then being willing to let go of control and seeing what shows up. So Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's been very different and very fun. Yeah.
That's great. I love it. I love it. Yes. How does it get any better? And can you tell us more about what is your role today? I mean, you know, because you just said you are worldwide coordinator on the translation side of Access Consciousness.
Yeah.
And, you know, not many people know that Access is in so many countries. You know, how do you go by that?
Yeah, so basically now I think we're in about 179 different countries. We have people that attend Access classes. We have practitioners and facilitators in that amount of countries around the world. And really, I mean, to begin with, we were a company that was English speaking, you know. It was like the USA, Australia, and I think the UK were the first countries we were in. And now well over half the people that attend our classes and calls don't actually speak English. They require some form of translation. So basically what part of what I do, and even this, you know, defining a role as well has been something else that I've been looking at a lot lately, where, you know, traditionally in companies, it was like, okay, so I'm the worldwide coordinator, therefore this is my role. And now, whilst there is always this part where I want to contribute to languages, and that is definitely a part of what I contribute to Access, and the more I'm sort of realizing I'm willing to let go of that title and the definition of my role, it's also for me opened up a place where there's so many people in Access that desire to contribute to languages as well. So but basically, yeah, all of our classes, I don't think we've had a class in a long while now that has not had at least one language being translated in the class. And generally we translate sort of at least 4 to 6 languages for every class. I mean, you know, Global Bards Day tomorrow and the Choice of Possibilities class here in Rome, the following 3 days, we're translating 22 languages for the Global Bards Day. And I think maybe like 14 or 15 languages for the Choice of Possibilities. So basically it's this place of, yeah, like, and you know, that means having translators and, you know, there's the technical side of things, which obviously I don't handle everything. We've got teams of people and amazing, brilliant, brilliant, brilliant people that work across languages. But if I was to look at it and really talk about my role, what I desire is for Access classes and tools, especially Joy of Business, all of the specialties, all of the classes, to be available in every language around the world for everyone, and there'd be nothing to stop it. So we're at another break. Oh my God, we're having way too much fun.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you guys on the other side of the short commercials.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Putting the fun back in business. Wake up. Go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, repeat. Business, work, your job, hate it, bored, want to leave it, or business, work, your job, fun, play, joy, fun. Which would you like to choose? You may not know this, but business, your job, work can actually be fun. Check out your business routine. Check out my 3-part free video series on putting the fun back in business. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/fun and put the fun back in business.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to Joy of Business Radio Show. Today, I'm Leandra Costa. I am part of the gaggle of Joy of Business, and I have Sarah Watt, this amazing, amazing facilitator, all to do, you know, in Access. And Sarah, I was wondering, you know, before we went for break, you're talking about languages and, you know, how much Access really expanded and, you know, in all the countries we are, in the language that we offer, and so on. And I would like to know about your business. How do you go about adding languages? And, you know, do you facilitate in many countries? And can you tell us about that?
Cool, yeah. So it's been funny, actually, because I did a bit of facilitation maybe last year, but then always really put what I was creating with Access and the various projects, you know, even though we've talked so much about these tools, it's not like I'm any sort of close to being perfect with this stuff as well. It's like I still do this stuff where I, you know, I choose things that possibly I could choose something different. And it's not to make anything wrong or anything like that, but I definitely wasn't choosing to facilitate much there for a little while. And actually, like what we were talking about in the first segment about where we both sort of us started asking questions and then things showed up and we started making these different demands of ourselves. And really the moment you're willing to do that, it's so funny. If you're willing to, Simone always says, demand of you and then request of the universe, you know, and yeah. Using these tools. So just before Christmas at the end of 2019, I was like, that's it. I'm really going to give myself the space to include my business in everything else I create. So I did a Facebook ad and brought some people into my business that now are contributing to my website and my podcast and all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, I made a demand of myself to start including my business more, and I requested of the universe to, like, assist me there, and now it's just really starting to take off. So I am lucky enough that because I travel so much with Access classes, I'm all around the world. So I really just look for places and countries that I'm in or places near where I'm traveling for Access classes and then ask about, you know, what else is possible here for me to create something to facilitate a class or an intro of my own. So that's sort of how I have gone about growing my business so far. And this has just been, you know, a month really of looking at things again. My target this year is to really do as much facilitating as possible because it's something that I really enjoy. And I think actually most people do it when we're willing to really step up and be seen. It's something that contributes so much to me, and I get that it contributes a lot to other people too. So I do have an intro coming up next weekend in Vienna. I will be there with Brendan and Simone for their Relationships Done Different class, which is also being live streamed around the world. So I'm not sure when this radio show airs, if it's going to be in time, but even if it's not, you guys can always purchase replays of classes as well. Plus, they have a bunch of Relationships Done Different classes coming up this year. So I've booked a Joy of Business intro during that class. Because the class is being translated into a bunch of languages, I'm also asking the translators if they'd be willing and inviting people that are attending that class to also attend the intro for free. So, and I think if you're a facilitator out there listening to this, even a BARS facilitator, any facilitator of Access, I would say look at going to places where you're not from. I mean, I don't facilitate many classes in Australia. And I tend to find that people, when you're a bit of a foreign person, that it can be quite appealing to people too. So, mm-hmm. and yeah. Access, yeah. Yeah, and Access actually has a whole system where you can also, if you want to, hire translation gear from them. So we've got it set up in a fair few places around the world where there's people, and we've got all the little devices and instructions, and you basically, we ship the gear to you. Susie Godsey, the amazing Wonder Woman, kind of put this system together as well. And yeah, so what if like languages and creating on the fly and creating around the world, and we've talked a lot about nothing stopping you. What if like the fact that whatever language you speak, if that also never stopped and actually allowed you to grow your business and also spread more of this amazing stuff around the world as well. So, yeah.
I loved it.
Yeah. I love languages. Yeah.
Me too. Yeah. And funny enough, because you know, I'm not a Joy of Business facilitator yet. Put the fun back in business facilitator. Yeah. Because even though I'm part of the gaggle, I haven't done the Prevex yet. Uh-huh. I haven't, you know.
Okay.
So yeah, a few weeks ago, Norma Forestieri, one of our, you know, Brazilian facilitators, also JCF, she invited me to then facilitate Put the Fun Back on Business class with her in Portuguese. And that's funny, although I'm from Brazil, you know, I left 20 years ago. I don't consider myself being one thing Brazilian. So I was like, really, you know, facilitating Portuguese. So it is funny that you brought that, then you don't, you know, you don't facilitate in Australia. And for me, it's the opposite. I'm like, oh my God, I'm doubting, you know, speaking Portuguese and so on. So it should be fun. I'm looking forward to it as well. Yeah. And I love the way
that's amazing.
It is amazing, and you know how much we can just create, because we have, as you said, we have the gear, you can rent, you have manuals, and if you don't have, you know, you can always ask for it to be translated in the language you're looking for, and you know, see how it goes. And you know, I love how Access is this, you know, huge thing, and drive business with it is this huge thing that you can be anywhere in the world and bring the tools and you know, and just create. It's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And what if even like looking to co-facilitate as well, like if you're a new facilitator of Access, to do that too, and find someone in a country you want to go to and see if they'll co-facilitate with you. And then you can still be speaking in English and they can be speaking in the language of the country. And then you just have a translator that translates you. So really, like, you know, there's nothing that can stop you except for you.
That's
really
so
the
true.
One thing that we can put in our own way is ourselves, and you know, whatever excuses or inventions of things that do stop us. But really, it's like with this stuff, anything is possible. And that's really, you know, what excites me so much about the way Gary and Dane and Simone and Brendan are creating Access and Joy of Business and all of the specialties, is to never, ever, ever slow down or stop or let anything stop. And I remember as well, like, it just reminded me when I first started, you know, working with Joy of Business and with Simone and then with Access, where we would be on a meeting and come up with some ideas on a project we were working or a class or something like that. And I'd be like, okay, got it. That's what I need to do. And then all of a sudden it would change. And I'd be like, hang on. I literally just got a hold of what you've asked of me and now you're changing it. And like how it, to start with, I'd really resist how often Access changed. Like Gary can change, like they can all change things 6 times in a day. If it's not working, there is nowhere where they try to make something work. It's like, this isn't working, let's change it. And to start with, I just remember being like, you can't do that. You need to give people time to like, and then, you know, again, the moment I was willing to actually, you know, stop being such a fucking control freak and go with it. Yeah. Now it's like things can change 20 times in a day and it always creates greater. So,
yeah,
it just reminded me of that.
And I so love that, you know, what if nothing's right, nothing's wrong, you know, and you are creating. And yeah, perhaps all that, you know, that time that you spend doing that, and, you know, that will create something else in the future. Now, maybe this is not to be developed now and to go on now. And I love that as well about Access and about journeys as well. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And even like for having a facilitation business, like, you know, how many people aren't willing to post classes, or they get to that space where, oh, no one shows up, or I won't do this class unless I have this many people. Like, I remember when Cass Thomas first brought the bars to Europe, she, I think it was in Italy or maybe another country, she did the first ever bars class outside of, I think outside of the United States or Australia in Europe. And she advertised this bars class and blah, blah, blah. And she got there on the day and no one showed up to the bars class. So
really?
Instead of being like, yeah. And instead of being like, you know, stuff this, I'm packing up and going home, I don't want to play anymore. She got her, like, because a lot of facilitators use like a mannequin's head to show the points of the bars in the class. So she had one of those there and she sat there and facilitated the class to no one. She went through the whole class like there were people in the room. She went through all the points on the head. She showed the video that we show as bars facilitators and basically facilitated the class as though she had a room full of people. And now Europe has, like, you know, some, like, it's the biggest company out of all three of our companies in the world.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Like, imagine if she'd have gone, like, no, screw this. No one's at my class. I'm going to pack up and go home. Like, would the bars and access be as big in Europe now as it is? Maybe, maybe not. Like, where are we also not willing to just do it and not have this point of view that we need to have a certain amount of people in our classes and all that sort of stuff as well? And again, like, knowing, like, exactly what you said, things change, but what is your choice creating now for the future and for the future? Like, yeah,
yeah.
It's cool to look at, like, really getting out of the linearity of choice and what that means and all these definitions we put on things. So
yeah, and how much can, you know, can it be like a, you know, building up, you know, like how Simone always say, keep, you know, trying, keep doing things, and, you know, it's a muscle that you build up. How much can you build up, like, facilitation for one person, even, you know, one class?
Yep.
And then you see, how was it for you, how was it for that person, you know, what can you add, you know? And definitely,
yep,
I do agree with that, you know, and have fun, really, even if it's 1, 10, 20
yeah.
people, you know, what it takes
yep.
to
yep.
have a lot of fun and,
yep.
and develop more. Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. So I think I'm actually keeping track of time this time, and I think we're about to come up to another break. And then we've got one section left on our amazing Om Times radio show with Sarah and Leandra. So
yeah.
I just want to thank you so much for inviting me on here and for us choosing this together and for all of you guys out there listening to this radio show. Like, it's so cool to get on here and not really have a plan and just start looking at different things and chatting about different things and seeing as well. Like, I know when I get off this radio show how much this is contributing to my day and to my creations and to my life as well. And, like, it's so cool to know that everything is a contribution when you're willing to allow it to be, and all of the choices that you're making can be a contribution to you and to everyone else. So yay, one short break and we'll be back with you guys soon.
Yay.
What do you hate about business? And do you want to change it? If you don't want to change anything about your job or business, stop listening. You're all good. If you'd like to have money just for the fun of it and stop the negative self-talk, check out Joy of Business. This is about knowing what you know about business and creating more than you can imagine. Access Joy of Business 101 classes offered around the world. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/101.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors. connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living, a chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
So, welcome back, everyone. You are on OM Times Radio, as I'm sure you know by now, because you've been with us for like 45 minutes. So, hopefully, you know where you are. And listening to some of those amazing ads on OM Times, you know, it's quite funny and awesome.
Yeah.
And you're with Sarah Watt and Leandra Costa, and we're here with you today talking about so much. I mean, it's so funny. You call a show something and then you kind of start here and you go there. But we did call this OM Times show Creating on the Fly, because that's basically what we both do every day. And so, like, in this last segment of our show, just like bringing it back around to that a little bit and looking at, you know, if you guys are out there listening to this and you know, work in an office or you do a 9-to-5 or you don't, like you might be a mom or whatever your job is, like, let's like look as well, Leandra, like, have you ever been in a role where you've worked in an office, like had that sort of typical traditional 9-to-5 sort of role?
No, I never did that. And I find it, I always use it. That must be fun. But no, I never worked in office.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I did. And I was like, and I even remember, well, I mean, you know, I've had a lot of different jobs. But I even remember when I did, I always seemed to create a space where I didn't have to be, you know, stuck to a certain, like, I never sat at an office desk for like 8 hours a day without there being something in my day that I could get away from that. And so I think talking about this, what's popped up for me is how much there's another tool in Access called Your Point of View Creates Your Reality. Mm-hmm. And I think with business, it's so true and prevalent where if your point of view is, I need to have a job, I need to do X, Y, Z, really what will show up for you is whatever your point of view is. Like it's almost like, you know, when some horses in races, they put those like blinkers on their eyes so they can't see like out of the periphery of their vision. They can only see straight ahead. So I think of like points of view and reality as being sort of like that. Like if your point of view is, you know, to earn money, I need to work hard, or to earn a wage, I need to work in an office or a 9-to-5. It really puts that, those blinkers on and really gives you that, just that percentage view looking forward. And what for me, which is how I used to be in a lot of ways to a certain extent, but being introduced to this book, Joy of Business, and to the tools of Joy of Business and Access Consciousness, it's almost like the blinkers came off and you start getting like this 360 degree view of like what's actually available. And I don't know if you have anything else to say on that, but just starting to look at, and you might be like, so how do I start changing my point of view? Maybe first look at what your actual points of view about business are. So maybe like you guys could, if you're listening, you know, take out a pen and paper now or your phone or something and look at like what are 5 points of view you have about earning money or business or working in general. Like are they anything like that? Like does it involve, you know, certain hours or the fact that you have kids, so it's got to be around them, or that you can't do this because of that. Like maybe just write between 3 and 5 things down. And obviously you can't tell us what they are, but would you be willing to look at that list now and say, okay, so all the points of view I have here about creating money and creating business and working and then destroy and uncreate it. And then you can do what's called the Access Consciousness Clearing Statement, which is right and wrong, good and bad, pock and pot, all 9 shorts, boys and beyond, which is a bunch of words. If you know what they are, cool. If you don't, doesn't matter. If you're, you know, a bit of a control freak still, or you're a bit OCD and you want to know more, you can go to theclearingstatement.com. And the amazing, wonderful Mr. Dr. Dane here will explain to you what that means. But basically, yeah, it's like a magic wand that will just start changing things in your life. So, go.
No, I was going to say, you know, adding to it, to the, you know, creating the flight, really, it's, you know, perhaps not thinking that, you know, it's I work from Monday to Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I have to do this and not work. And, you know, I guess with most of us in Joy Business and Access, we create every day, you know, anytime. And that's what I love about it, you know, and I have so much fun. Sometimes I have people asking me, Saturday evening, are you working? I'm like, yeah, I'm in a meeting and I'm, you know, doing this doc and I love it. It's, you know, it's really your point of view creates a reality, you know, the fact that I'm creating with my work and my business and not thinking that I'm missing something, you know, what, how can you use, you know, these tools of really, you know, what else is possible here, you know, how does it get any better and what, how can I see my business growing with no limitations on time, space, you know, places you can work, you know, perhaps create anywhere in the world as we do, as you do, Sarah, you travel so much as well.
Yeah. Yeah. And even, I love what you said then. That was brilliant. Like at the moment I'm sitting on my hotel bed, which is actually one of my most favorite places to create. I stay in a lot of different hotels and Airbnbs around the world. And, you know, there's usually an office desk, which I sometimes use. But for me, I love sitting on my hotel bed, looking out at the view. At the moment, I'm at the Parco di Principe Hotel in Rome, and I'm looking out. I mean, I can just sort of see the tops of the trees across at the park. And I'll sit here probably for a few more hours after we're done and do some things. And, you know, in Australia right now, it's the middle of the night, I think. Like, you know, I love what you said about, and I mean, there's times when I'm traveling and I'll get home and, you know, because my body clock might still be a bit funny from being in different time zones, I'll be awake at 2 o'clock in the morning and like how often we try and force ourselves to go back to sleep or something like that. But what if when you wake up at those odd hours, there's something there energetically that you can tap into and start creating as well. So yeah, I loved what you said then. It's so true that there's really no limitations on when and how and where that you can be creating in the world. Yeah.
Yeah. No, there's not.
And even if you've got like a 9-to-5 job. Exactly. Yeah. Or kids, you know, you're a mom, so you've obviously got to have time for Zach and to factor it around him. But it's like, yeah, where can you also use that to your advantage and make it fun for you and for him as well?
That's it. You know, and suddenly, you know, you're working and you choose one afternoon, let's go and have fun and, you know, have a break and come back. And he knows that he had his time with his mom and she's working too late and whatever. You just create whatever you create and however, you know, you bring to your world. You know, I see that people around you, like your child or, you know, someone that lives with you, you follow up and, you know, and as you said before, putting you first and, you know, what can you create and what do you choose, you know, for your work in your life. And I love that.
Yeah. And also, like, one other quick thing to touch on is allowing everything to contribute to your business and your business or businesses to contribute to everything else. So, like, when you are working and creating, like, to also be energetically tapped into those people that, like, you know, if you have a family that you live with or a loved one or your children or child or your pets, that it's not ever a space where, oh, this is work time, therefore I'm not including all of these other people and beings in my creation. Like, it's something else with Access that I really discovered was that everything will contribute to you. And it's not a cognitive thing of like asking the person, but to just have them there with you energetically. And definitely also include your body. So for me, I will quite easily get, you know, deep down the rabbit hole of creating things on my computer for, you know, 5, 6, 7 hours straight. And then all of a sudden my body's like, hello, we've been sitting in this position for like, you know, so many hours now. And it'll be like, can we like go and move or do something different? So like having that constant awareness and being there with your body and also even the environment and the world and nature, there's so much really willing to contribute to you too. So I think we've got about 2 minutes left on our epic, awesome radio show. So I thought maybe we could also quickly talk about like how to find each of us in the world, or how to get hold of us, or to find out more. So if you've been listening to this show and you want to know more about Leandra, how do people get a hold of you, or where can they find out where you'll be in the world? Or,
well, I have my profile on our Joy of Business website, which is accessjoyofbusiness.com. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I have my Facebook page. You can find me, Leandra Costa, on Facebook. And, my Me Too, you know, anyone that's coming to Joy of Business classes, you know, training class or access class, we might meet anywhere in the world. Who knows? What about you, Sarah? Where can we find you?
There's probably a few places now, but I've got a website which I'm very excited about.
Yeah,
we're still building and working on, but yeah, so it's sarahwatt.com.au because apparently just sarahwatt.com was taken. So, and being Australian, I took advantage. So it's sarahwatt.com.au, and that you can see previous classes I've done, find out about my podcast, which I really love. It's called Consciousness Road Trip, and it's kind of me traveling all around the world like we are now and doing a podcast with all of my amazing friends around the world. And, you know, my upcoming classes. And then I've got a Facebook business page. I've got an Access Consciousness profile. I kind of just, you know, I get around a little bit. I like being online and having like that digital presence. So if you're listening to this, and like Leandra, please, if you see me in a class or anything, please come up and say hello. I love, you know, meeting people in real life as well and connecting with people. And if you've listened to this radio show and, you know, something's pinging in your world and you have questions, please feel free to reach out to either of us, and also go to accessconsciousness.com and accessjoyofbusiness.com. And there you'll find like a bunch of information on all the facilitators around the world and what's going on in these amazing, epic creations. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye, everyone. Bye-bye.